Friday again, gentle listener, and time again for one of our Culture File guests to tell us about some of the things they've been enjoying in watching, listening, reading, tasting and smelling. And this time it's the turn of super grouper Lena Andonovska to share with us her Culture File likes.
My name is Lena Andonovska. I'm a flautist, currently living in County Kildare. I spend a lot of time on the road, which means I spend a lot of time in a seat in front of a screen, whether I'm doing my work or whether I'm watching something. And something I started watching recently that I'm very, very excited to really get stuck into is the new season of True Detective. I'm a huge Jodie Foster fan. Great to see her on the screen. She's a brilliant actor, and yeah, I'm looking forward to diving into that.
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? The pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory?
Started watching it and I like texted my partner. I was like, oh my gosh, we need to watch this together. I can't watch this on my own. Like, we need to enjoy this together.
Bury a friend, try to wake up.
An all-time favorite book of mine is Cloud Street by Tim Winton, Australian author, set very close to where I grew up in Fremantle, Western Australia. And this was a set text when I was a young high schooler. We all had to read this book, but I remember like not wanting this book to end. And I've read it several times since the first reading. It's this, you know, very nostalgic kind of story. And, you know, in now living away from Australia for almost 10 years, it's the kind of book I read when I'm feeling homesick, because it transports me to a time and place. And he's a brilliant storyteller. Tim Winton is. So Cloud Street. Well, apart from tuning in to Culture File, the best podcast, also, when I'm on the road, I like really need to find ways to feel grounded. And one podcast or one presenter that really makes me feel calm and, you know, connected to the wider community is Tara Brach. And she's a Buddhist and a teacher, and she does these very inspirational and thoughtful talks that are available as podcasts. An album I've been listening to a lot recently since it came out is Wall of Eyes by The Smile. I think there's been a number of albums, and they just dropped one like a couple of weeks ago. And I think like whenever I see something new come out by Tom York, I get really excited. He's like the musician's musician, you know, like a lot of musicians that I know really are into Tom York and Johnny Greenwood and those guys.
Is that still you?
Again, I spend a lot of time on the road, and one of the kind of important things about being on the road is looking after yourself by eating well. And so recently I was in Atlanta and went to this amazing restaurant called Kimball House, where it's kind of southern influenced cooking, a lot of fish and shellfish on the menu. And I had this like a number of oysters from all different parts of the US to start that meal, and then risotto with scallops, and like scallops just have the most incredible texture. So that's definitely like, it's an extravagant food to order. And when I see it on the menu and I'm feeling like I can be a little extravagant, I always go ahead and order some scallops. Prior to moving to Ireland, I was living in Melbourne. There was a shop I'd walk past regularly called Aesop. And, you know, you can kind of, it's like those Lush shops all around the world. You can smell the Aesop shop before you know, set eyes on it. And so there's like a perfume they have, it's called Marrakesh, and it's this woody, spicy scent. And it just, there's like sandalwood in there, and it reminds me of home. It reminds me of, even though like, they're not smells that I would associate with Australia, like eucalypt would be, or, you know, the tea tree and things like that. But no, like the Marrakesh perfume from Aesop just, again, brings me back to a time and place. And so I have a bottle of it, and it's always like a treat to put on.
Lena Andonovska there, and she'll be performing with Stone Drawn Circles as part of this year's New Music Dublin Festival, which begins on April 25th. Coming up tomorrow on the Culturefile Weekly, another chance to hear our special programme recorded at the Fidelio Trio Winter Music Festival on the art of commissioning new music, with guests Fidelio Trio pianist Mary DeLay and composers Rona Clark and John Buckley on the getting and giving of music commissions. That's all coming up tomorrow evening, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM, and whenever you like via podcast.